CJMQ 88.9 FM, I'm Maureen Dillon Teasdale, and today I have Janice LeDuc with me. Now, Janice is the owner and the operator of the independent bookstore in Lenoxville. It's called Black Cat Books. So welcome, Janice.
Thank you very much.
And how are you getting through this COVID crisis, you and your family?
Well, it's as far as my business goes, it's challenging. Mm-hmm. As far as home life, well, the garden is in better shape than ever. you know, luckily, we are not sick, and we live in the country, and so we can social distance and still be outside and do things. So we are very lucky. It's very difficult to not be able to see our parents, our children, or our grandchildren.
Okay, well, the important thing is you're safe. So Black Cat Books, is that still operating?
Yeah, I am. I've been operating all along. My door has been locked, firmly closed. Nobody comes in, but people are contacting me on email, Facebook Messenger, and telephone. And I am trying to just keep books posted on Black Cat Books Facebook page. I just keep posting titles, covers, you know, of things that are in the store, new books, secondhand books, just to give people a clue what's here. Because I think at a time like this, we all need books. I think books are so very important right now.
They are very important, exactly. And I think a lot of people are doing a lot of reading, and especially if they have children in the house, it's so important.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I'm really doing my best to fill that need. And so people, you know, they're paying online or whatever, and I drop books off at people's houses, on people's porches in the Lenoxville, right here in Lenoxville area sort of thing. And otherwise, people pick them up on my porch.
Okay.
they let me know when they're coming, and I put the bag out there and wave type of thing. And but it is working. And, I mean, business, you know, business is not as usual. Business is down, and I'm really not sure at this point if I'm going to qualify for any of these extra funds available, but I think it's just very important to fill this need to get the books out there, and you know, and to keep my business alive, so that when we are allowed to open again, that I'll still be a viable business and still be in the people's minds, you know.
For sure. Now, Black Cat Books, how many years has that been going?
Well, I opened in 98.
Okay.
So it's coming up on 22 years.
Okay.
And, you know, just at the end of last year, the beginning of this year, it was just then when I began to feel like, wow, maybe I can make a go of this business. Maybe I'm going to survive. After 22 years, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Hanging by
that.
A thread, like, oh, my God, maybe I should just give up. Maybe I should just close. Ah, I can't do it. It's not working. But I've persevered, and like I say, it sort of just turned the corner for me, and then this hit, you know?
Mm-hmm. So people can get a hold of you. You have a website?
Well, I don't have a website. Mm-hmm. I am listing things madly on Black Cat Books Facebook page.
Okay, so if somebody types in Black Cat Books on Facebook, they'll come up with your site? Okay.
Yeah. And there is another Black Cat Books in Sag Harbor, New York, and there's one somewhere else. I think it's in Arizona, but it's not hard to find.
Okay, maybe Black Cat Books Sherbrooke or
that? Yeah, Black Cat Books, and it's in Sherbrooke, Quebec. And then my email address is blackcat@netrevolution.com.
Okay, that's good to know. Okay.
And my phone number is 819-346-1786.
Okay.
And I'm here Monday to Friday. I mean, I'm not here all day. I usually have to go do some mail, and of course the post office closes at 4 o'clock now, and there's always a lineup, so I'm usually out of here by 3:30. But if anyone's looking for a book, let me know.
Good to know. Now, how does it work? People get in touch with you and they order a book. I know if you don't have them, you can always order them too.
I'm still ordering.
And they pay by credit card or
Yeah, they can phone me with credit card details, or they can do an e-transfer.
Mm-hmm. Okay, that's good to know. Do you have any special books that have been popular lately or that you'd like to recommend to people?
Well, you know, one of the best reads of last year was A Gentleman in Moscow by Towles, T-O-W-L-E-S, and it's a novel, and it was just the most beautiful novel, but it is the story of a man who is quarantined in a hotel in Moscow during the war, and he ends up under quarantine for, what is it now? It's close to 30 years, I think. And so it's kind of like, you know, resonates with our situation a little bit. And yet it's a most beautiful novel. It's this elegant pace. He takes his time, and it's just beautiful. And the people he encounters and how he makes his life, he knows how to appreciate what he has and not mourn what he's missing. And as A Gentleman in Moscow, I highly recommend it.
Well, you piqued my imagination. Certainly. I think a lot of people would be interested in that book, especially now. And everybody has a lot of time, and reading is so important, too.
Yeah, yeah. Okay. And I had a lot of people asking for jigsaw puzzles. And I finally I've brought in some of the Usborne puzzles. So these are for children, mm-hmm. But they're beautiful puzzles. And I've posted them all up on the Black Cat Books Facebook page. So they're puzzles, but they come also with a book of puzzles and, you know, find this, find that, and beautiful artwork. Really, really lovely.
Okay.
So I'm sort of branching out into jigsaw puzzles, it seems.
That's good. Do you have anything other than books and a few jigsaw puzzles that should mention?
Well, I have the Black Cat mugs and tote bags, of course,
mm-hmm.
and with the Aislinn artwork, which is very special. Terry Mosher, otherwise known as Aislinn, the political cartoonist, he very kindly, a couple of years ago, gave us the gift of this artwork and said, do anything with this artwork that will help this bookstore to survive. Which was just the kindest thing. So we have the tote bags and the mugs for sale.
Okay.
And we have coffee, of course.
Oh,
we
coffee. Okay.
Coffee. Okay. Yep.
Great. Good to know. Do you have a message you'd like to send out to your clients or the people of the townships?
Well, thank you so much for your support. People have been really wonderful in reaching out to me and trying to, you know, send business my way one way or another. I really appreciate it. And I really hope we come out of this healthier and maybe more appreciative of what we have.
Exactly.
I know it's a very hard time for. I know I'm very lucky. You know, I'm fine. Our parents who are in their 90s, they're fine. They're okay. You know, our little grandchildren, and I know it's not so fine for everybody. And I wish you all well.
Okay, I think it's so important to promote local businesses now, especially more than ever.
Yeah. People seem to be catching on to that, and it's quite lovely to see.
Good. Anything else you'd like to add before we go, Janice?
No, thank you very much for thinking of me. Thank you for giving me a call.
Well, thank you very much for the interview, and certainly Black Cat Books will be on my radar for a while.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a good day. Bye.
You too. Bye-bye.